Our faith doesn't avoid the reality of suffering. Suffering is part of life. Suffering is never easy. Suffering can be horrible. Perhaps the hardest part of human life is when we're forced to marinate in suffering. Our faith teaches us that suffering isn't the end of life. Beyond suffering, God has prepared a new creation for us. Just a few days before his suffering and his gruesome death, Jesus rode a donkey into the holy city, Jerusalem, as a humble Messiah, not a worldly king. We call this day Palm Sunday. As we do today, the people celebrated with palm branches and shouts of Hosanna. They weren't celebrating the suffering that Jesus would go through. They didn't know about it yet. They were celebrating because they thought that their suffering was coming to an end. They thought that Messiah was entering into Jerusalem so that they could avoid suffering. But Palm Sunday isn't about avoiding suffering. Palm Sunday teaches us that beyond suffering, through suffering, there is a new creation. Holy Week is a journey from Palm Sunday through Maundy Thursday, through Good Friday, and then to Easter Sunday. Easter is our celebration that beyond the suffering of Jesus, after his death, there is new creation, there is new life, there is resurrection. And so we take this Holy Week journey with Jesus. In the last chapter of the Bible, chapter 22 of the book of Revelation, the writer, really an artist, paints a picture of the city of God. Imagine this picture of God's heavenly holy city. In the center of the city, there's a river that flows from the throne of God. On either side of the river is the tree of life with 12 kinds of fruit. 12 is the biblical symbolic number for the people of God. 12 tribes of Israel, 12 apostles, the people of God. The leaves on the tree of life are for the healing of the nations. Now, here it's important to know the Greek origin of the word salvation, which we talk a lot about today. Salvation is a word that at its root means healing. Salvation is the healing of suffering. Salvation is the healing of the consequences of sin. Salvation is the ultimate healing of death. The tree of life is a tree of healing, a tree of salvation. It's fascinating to me that the artist says that the tree of life, is on both sides of the river. There's not two trees. There's one tree on both sides. This reminds me of a grove in Utah named Pando, a grove of trees. Pando is 108 acres of aspen trees. The word pando for Latin is spread out. 108 acres. Now it's estimated that Pando is 80,000 years old. This grove of aspen trees looks like individual trees, But the trees have a single root system. All the trees are connected at their roots. Pando is considered the largest living organism on the face of the earth. And this is what it means to be the people of God. We have one basic root system. We're connected together at our foundation. We're individual souls, but we're connected together by the grace of God. As individuals, we have different personalities, different opinions, different beliefs. But together, our souls are attached to the root system of the tree of life in the city of God. Jesus once said that we're not to judge others. I believe that he meant that with all the differences that I spoke about, personalities, opinions, beliefs, we have no right to judge the salvation of others. Jesus wants us to look at the root system of our salvation, the root system of our souls. It is God who is connecting us to one another. It is God's responsibility for salvation. Jesus wants us to remember this root system that we have together. The artist of the book of Revelation reminds us that our root system is nourished from the river that flows from the throne of God. We're nourished by the grace of God. As God's people, we're nourished by God's love. As disciples of Jesus, we're tethered together in Him. We are the tree of life in the world and for the world. So we serve the world. We pray for those who suffer. We bring the fruit of God's love into the world. That's the work of the church. 12 kinds of fruit. We bring the fruit of God's love into the world. We don't judge. We don't cause suffering. We live in such a way that the river of God's love flows through us. That's our calling as church. We do nothing to hinder the flow of God's love into the world. In the early church, the cross was often called a tree. For example, most translations of Acts 5, verse 30 have the word tree. God raised up Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. And that brings us to the ultimate tree of life, the cross of Christ. This week we stand at the foot of that cross. We stand together as God's people at the tree of suffering. By the power of God, that tree becomes for us. The tree of suffering becomes the tree of life. And the roots spread outwards. The roots of salvation spread down through the ages from the cross, across every nation, across the oceans, everywhere. The roots from the cross spread into our communities, into our schools, into our places of worship, into our places of work. The roots that begin at the cross spread out into every family, every relationship that we have. And ultimately, these roots, which begin at the foot of the cross, reach into eternity. These roots reach all the way to the city of God. So today we remember that we're connected as the people of God. Past, present, and future, on earth and in heaven, we're all connected. Today we remember that our souls are tethered to the crucified and risen Lord, and we're tethered to each other. Today we remember that the nourishment that we have and that we need comes from the very throne of God. So truth be told, God's people is the largest living organism ever. Whatever differences we have, we're connected at the roots. Roots that are nourished by the love of God. Through the roots of this tree of life, there's healing. There's salvation. From the roots that begin at the foot of the cross, spreading out into our lives, there is eternal life. Let us pray. Please pray now for the healing of the nations. Listen to the voice of Jesus saying, "I gave my life for you." Pray now for the healing of the church in all places. Listen to the voice of Jesus saying, "I gave my life for you." Pray now for the healing of our families. Listen to the voice of Jesus saying, "I gave my life for you." Pray for the healing of our souls, bodies, hearts, and minds. And as we pray, listen to the voice of Jesus saying, "I gave my life for you." As we pray, as we gather tethered to God and tethered to one another, listen to the voice of Jesus. "I gave my life for you, for you, for you."